Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, December 4th. There is now a snow squall warning in place for the Bruce Peninsula as well as northern Grey and southern Bruce counties. Time for our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Most highways and county roads are snow-covered or partly. Reports of poor visibility along Highway 6 on the peninsula and on 21 around Allenford and Saugeen Shores. The MTO lists driving conditions as poor south of Underwood, and it's listed as fair around Durham and Hanover. Great Bruce OPP are urging drivers to be prepared for the winter. They say there has been an increase in vehicles in ditches over the course of this first winter storm. They're urging you to adjust your driving habits, get your winter tires on, test your battery, make sure your wipers, fluids, and lights work. They say to adjust your speed to suit road conditions and leave space between yourself and the vehicle in front of you because it can take longer to stop. They also suggest you pack an emergency kit with things like a flashlight, blanket, first aid, snacks, and booster cables. Hanover's new fire station is set to begin operating next week. It's on First Street in the Business Park in the southeastern part of town near the senior school. Key features of the new roughly $7.5 million station include quick access to major roads, upgraded technology and tools, energy-efficient systems, and a community space for things like fire safety workshops and emergency preparedness training. Fire Chief Jeff Denninger says they also designed a firefighting training area in the station.
Search and rescue, we have rooms that we can fill with smoke and movable walls, and we can do all of our training inside. We even have rope rescue tie-offs around the building that we can train year-round on all of our specialties.
An official grand opening of the new fire station will be held in the spring, where the community will have an opportunity to tour it. Grey Bruce Public Health is issuing an opioid alert following a suspected drug poisoning death in the region. The alert comes after five others suffered non-fatal suspected drug overdoses between Friday and Monday in Owen Sound, Meaford, and Hanover. The alert is for all of Grey Bruce. 26 opioid alerts have been issued in 2024. Public Health reminds everyone that street drugs should be deemed highly toxic and potentially fatal. Aaron Eldersley is celebrating some upgrades at the Paisley Community Center, including a one-of-a-kind Zamboni bowl. The special wrap on the Zamboni is sponsored by the Bruce County Beef Farmers. The municipality says it's a fun nod to the rural village being in the heart of cattle country. Other upgrades from the past year include an accessible elevator to the second floor of the community center, and the Paisley branch of the Bruce County Public Library moved into a renovated space upstairs. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 5 points to 25,641. The Dow Jones is up 308 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.1 U.S. cents, up 1/100th of a cent. And the price of oil is $68.70, down $1.24 a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack have a midweek road game tonight in London. The Attack are set to take on the Knights for the fourth time this season. All three previous meetings required extra time. London is on an 18-game winning streak while Owen Sound is trying to avoid a third straight loss. You can hear all the action live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structures pregame show at 6:05. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Mount Forest Patriots host the Wingham Ironmen. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a home game against the Nashville Predators. That's underway at 7:30. Canada's NHL All-Star laden roster for the Four Nations face-off is set to be unveiled this evening. And two PWHL games, Boston hosts Minnesota and Montreal is at home against New York. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, there's a snow squall warning now in place for the Bruce Peninsula, as well as northern Grey and southern Bruce counties. Squalls on the peninsula are expected to continue into tonight. In northern Grey and southern Bruce, they could continue into Thursday night. Windy tonight, -4, the wind chill -12, flurries and squalls tomorrow, a high of -2, the wind chill -13. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.